So Sam Downey here. I'm here at the Bristol Food and Wine Fair in Bristol. I'm here with Nigel Legg. So hello, Nigel.
Hi, Sam. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me down to the fair today.
That's fine. Guide to Bristol provided the ticket, so glad that you could come along.
That's good. We got here about 2 o'clock or so, and it's now past 5 o'clock. Certainly, the Bristol Food and Wine Fair has been fantastic. Every single stall is completely packed. Yeah. There's two wine tents, which is totally full.
The two wine tents. I don't know how we could have done it any better, but they were too crowded. They were too busy.
They were very busy, yeah.
There wasn't the opportunity to talk to the people selling the wine, and that's not their fault. That's the fault of the fair. It's too short.
So
everybody has to come within the 3 days of the food and wine fair. We're here on the second day. Maybe yesterday would have been quieter and we'd have got more opportunity to talk to people.
Yes.
But those wine tents are just so busy. You know, we had to struggle to get
we
served
did.
At
yeah.
So, and just a final mention for the King's Ginger.
Oh, yes, that was lovely stuff. Very a full flavour of ginger in that whisky. It was just so, just so deep and just so nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was. It's a great drink from Berry Brothers. Apparently that they designed it for King Edward the whatever in 1902 or something. Sorry, my history's kind of going with all this wine tasting we've been doing. And actually, not just the wine tasting, but I'm carrying on with Bristol Beer Factory's Mountain Goat IPA, which is a nice hoppy beer.
It's apparently now the Mountain Goat IPA is now being sold around Bristol and at different bars, at the Grain Barge and Canteen and also the new bar next to the Watershed as well.
The Harborside, which is actually quite a nice pub.
So it's all on tap there, so for people to go and try the Bristol Beer Factory beer. So we thought we'd just sort of end the day here, and it's just a nice pint of local beer, locally produced beer, and it's rather good, I would say.
And we mustn't forget, of course, how we started the day with the Orchard Pig.
Oh, yes. And the cider, yes.
Orchard Pig
That's
cider.
Another local
which is,
Somerset
yeah.
cider.
Yeah.
And
yeah. yeah. Excellent cider, kind of scrumpy style, very good, nice flavour, nice and fruity.
Yes.
Not too strong. Well, if you take the dry, it is a bit too strong because it's like 6.5, but, you just be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
And you pace yourself. If you're coming to Bristol Wine and Food Fair, don't try and taste everything, because if you do, you'll need to take advantage of the first day tent.
You probably would, yes. Yeah, I kind of like started off with a bit of cider with Nigel, and then just a bit of we did a bit of food and tasting in the tents. We tried a lot of sauces, a lot of balsamic vinegar
and there's a lot of sauces.
They were quite nice, actually.
I think a lot of the companies here who are based in Devon are using this fair to try and break into the Bristol market, if you like. Certainly one of them had said to us that they were talking to delis in Bristol, which is great, because we get more of a range of foods available to us in Bristol. It's fantastic.
Okay. We've got to say thank you to Guide to Bristol for the tickets as well.
I'll be writing a review of what I saw and what I tasted, if I can remember.
It's been so much to try. Yes.
For Guide to Bristol, so look out for that.
Okay. So Nigel Legg, thank you for talking to me.
That's okay.
And this is Sam Downey wrapping up here in Bristol. Thanks for listening.